This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Peter Davi was a big man, physically large, and large in terms of his reputation among surfers. He helped pioneer surfing big waves, waves as tall as buildings, 50, 60, even 70 feet high. Last week, a massive storm surge brought waves that big to Northern California, and Peter Davi rode out to surf them with his longtime friend, Anthony Rufo. Later that day, Rufo found Peter Davi's body floating in a kelp bed. Davi was 45 years old. When I spoke with Anthony Rufo today, he said Peter Davi never had any hesitation about trying to catch those big waves.
You don't have no reservation at all. Your bottom line, he's been surfing enough to be able to go out there and do his thing. You know, he might be a little bit winded from the fact he's working all night on a net boat or whatever, like, but that's just, he's used to that. That's part of his...
And a net boat, he's a fisherman.
Loves fishing, and he's been fishing his whole life, and the thing is, he's been fishing more because the support is, you know, keeping a roof over his head, responsibilities. And met him right there at the dock in Monterey. In Monterey side, you got to take the skis all the way around the peninsula to... You can't launch anywhere else, so you got to imagine that you're going to have to drive a half an hour just on the ski.
Jet ski.
Jet ski, yes. Now, this is what we do when it gets that big. When it gets to a point where a surfer's ability, a human's ability to paddle into a water, you know, water moving that fast, that big, when it, as it gets bigger, the mass, you know, there's a whole physics behind it. But it gets to a point where you really can't catch them. These waves are being ridden now, you would never humanly be able to catch. And now, you know, we've always dreamed of riding that wave and that wave, but man, there's how am I going to catch that thing, you know?
Why did he take on the big waves?
It's adrenaline. It's a rush. The big waves are what we all want, you know? I mean, so there's a lot of guys who don't...
A lot of people want them, but a lot of people are too afraid to take them on.
Once you start doing it, you figure out why you want it, because you feel... You're surfing on moving water, it's like, and then you get... And you feel the energy, and you know, the whole thing, like, you feel connected to everything in that way, spiritually, you know what I mean? There's, like, a rush about that, and when you come in, you're buzzing so hard, you almost want to take a shot of whiskey just to mellow out. It's like you feel so stoked and happy and long, and you know, and part of death and tragedy in this sport, it is part of the way it is, and we accept it, but, you know, you mourn it or whatever, and with Peter, it's like, you know, at the end of it all, it was like he did what he wanted to do. He did what he loved to do, and the ocean was his place. And I mean, I was really like felt good about that. You know, like he passed where he wanted to be, and yeah.
Anthony, I'm actually on this website called Surfline.com, mm-hmm. and I'm looking at this memorial service for Peter Davi.
It's
this huge circle of people. They look like they're all wearing wetsuits.
Yeah.
They're all holding hands. This gigantic circle. Can you quickly describe that service?
You paddle out, you go out there and you sit in the circle and you have a wreath, you know, a lay or whatever, and the guy in the middle will say some words about Pete, and then you give thanks, and then what we did, we started yelling his name and screaming it, you know, Davi, Davi, as long as we could, and then next thing, someone started barking like a seal, and everybody started barking like a seal. It was kind of classic. And then the last thing you do is start splashing the water for as long as you can. And you just do it. And then everybody moves in right into the middle guy, and just everybody dog piles on each other. And, you know, felt good for everybody, therapeutic, too, because, you know, you miss him. And I'm thinking, hey, God, I miss my friend already, you know. I'm never going to see him. That's about it, I guess. Life goes on.
Anthony Rufo, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us about your friend.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate you listening. And I'm wanting to know, because he was a special person.
That was Anthony Rufo talking to us about the big wave surfer Peter Davi, the 45-year-old who died on Tuesday after riding a giant wave off Pebble Beach, California.